Good afternoon, and this is KGPR, Great Falls at 89.9 FM. I am Matt Donnelly, and here in the studio with me is violinist Mary Papoulis with Great Falls Symphony's Cascade Quartet, and special guest pianist and composer Richard Pearson Thomas. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The Chamber Series is about to begin, and what a better way to start is to feature music with Montana connections. Can you tell us what that is all about?
Yeah, the title of this program is Homegrown. It's actually the third of a series of chamber concerts that we do, both at the Newberry downtown and the UCC Congregational Church. And we gathered pieces. The biggest focus was that we really wanted to play Richard's new piece that we're going to be premiering there, world premiere. And we've played with Richard before, and we thought it would be awesome to have him back. He's a native with visiting his mom here. Anyway, and so we thought it would be interesting to share all the composers that we know of that either are from Montana or have connections. So on that program as well is going to be two pieces that were written by winners of a competition we did a long time ago for Montana composers. Ooh. Lynn Peterson, who is living in Helena, and she will be there on our Sunday concert. And Charles Nichols is a native of, he worked in University of Montana, mm-hmm. and as a composer there, and we know him through his sister, Margaret Baldridge, who's the faculty member in the violin there. And Matt LaRocca, who lived in Bozeman for a long time, was the other participant in the competition that we're playing his piece as well.
Excellent. And Richard, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and some of your influences?
Yeah, sure. Yes, I did grow up in Great Falls, and I visit frequently. I spent the pandemic here. It was much better than New York City. Mm-hmm. And I studied first at Missoula, and then I went to the Eastman School of Music, which is where I got my degree, and moved to New York City, where I've worked as a composer and a pianist, primarily doing vocal coaching and vocal recitals. I sort of fell into that early, but also chamber music. I've been playing on a chamber music series for 22 years now on Long Island. Mm-hmm. I love the art form. I love the repertoire, and I love the energy that gets created with people in that genre. This piano quintet that I actually wrote here in Great Falls during the pandemic, mm-hmm. and. I'm thrilled that we're going to do it, and these players are great, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And in terms of my influences, that's so hard to say because I like everything, you know. Mm-hmm. That's not true. There's a lot of stuff I don't like. But, you know, of all the great composers, the masters, and contemporary music, and I was always influenced by theater, and, it all just gets folded into the pot of my brain, and then it comes out in the music somehow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And how did you get into composing?
I started when I was very young. You know, I would noodle around on the piano all the time and started making up my own pieces, much to the chagrin of my piano teacher, who was like, why aren't you practicing your music? And eventually I did learn to practice, but I was always sort of making stuff up, and then probably by the time I was 10 I started writing things down.
Wow.
Sort of went from there.
You have a piece that we want to share with the audience that it's not related to that's not going to be played at the concert coming up, but it's one of your own pieces. In fact, it's kind of a choral cantata.
It is a cantata for just three singers and three instrumentalists. So it's with piano trio, violin, cello, and piano. And it was commissioned and premiered by the Mirror Visions Ensemble, which is a group that came out of Yale University initially. And we've done it all over the country. And we actually did a little tour of this piece in Montana. And Thad and Mary were our instrumentalists on that tour. So there is a connection there, even though they're not playing on this recording, unfortunately. So yeah, I think we'll do the last movement, which is called Hudson Valley. Mm-hmm. This piece was inspired by the writings of Dan Barber, who's a celebrity chef, very much in the vanguard of the farm-to-table movement.
Mm.
And the menus of his restaurant, Blue Hill at Stone Barns. And those menus are not a set menu. What you do is you come in and they give you a sheet with all the ingredients they have in the kitchen. And they are going to make your meal out of that.
Wow.
So this cantata is different sections of the menu on different days, interspersed with little recitatives describing cooking and eating, and then a section from that menu. So this last one, Hudson Valley, is anything that was grown in the Hudson Valley that's in their kitchen that day. And it ends with a big fugue called Clean Plates Don't Lie, because that's the name of the piece, which is one of his mottos, actually.
Huh.
You know you've cooked a good meal if you get a clean plate when it comes back to the kitchen.
And here is Richard Pearson Thomas, Clean Plates Don't Lie, a tasty track featuring Hudson Valley. Let's listen in.
Hudson Valley.
Hudson Valley.
And that was music of Richard Pearson Thomas. Yeah, that was quite a piece. Definitely, I like food-related music. That definitely would make people hungry for this concert as well as your music, since yes. We've introduced what your music is like.
Yeah. Can't go wrong with food. No, mm-hmm. Never.
And speaking of food, the first concert will be on December 8th, which is a Thursday. Most of the concerts we do on our chamber series are Friday at the Newberry downtown on Main Street, Central Avenue, I guess we call it in Great Falls. So December 8th, 7 p.m. at the Newberry. And in addition to, we're just so pleased to have the folks at Newberry collaborate with us on this series throughout the year there. And they open it up to putting chairs for concert styles chairs, so you'll have plenty of room to sit, as well as tables and opportunities for little bites to eat there, to take a drink at the bar, sit at the balcony. People have really enjoyed the change of space and the excitement of that incredible new building that they have created. So that is 7 o'clock December 8th at the Newberry, and we will also repeat the concert at the UCC Church, 2900 9th Avenue South, at 2 p.m. Sunday, December 11th.
Excellent. And what is this concert called again?
Homegrown, which again is all Montana composers, inviting all those that we have made friends with over the years that we wanted to feature.
Excellent. And besides the piano quartet, actually this is going to be a world premiere of a Richard Pearson Thomas piece that he just recently written.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, and I'm quite excited. We played with Richard before in his music, and now to come back with a full piece that is with string quartet, piano quintets. There aren't that many piano quintets that have been written, surprisingly, over the years, and we've played a number of the traditional ones, and to invite contemporary live first-time pieces is very, very exciting to me, and to be able to work again with Richard, not only as an amazing composer, but a pianist itself, so very exciting.
It's a great art form, I think, because you can make a lot of sound with a piano quintet, and then you have so much variation within those sounds. You know, when you have five instruments. So it's really a fun combination to play with.
Excellent, especially the piano as well as the strings. And it's really complements each other. They really complement each other.
I mean, it's from my experience, it's the closest that we get to symphonic work for chamber music,
yes.
as far as a string player, particularly in terms of that sound. And Richard, I loved reading a little bit about how you wrote this during the pandemic, and you were in Montana, and you know, around this amazing scenery, da da da, in Montana, away from New York. And then, bottom line is, though, it's just about having fun.
Yeah.
So we're definitely having fun, and the music speaks that way beautifully.
Good, good.
Yeah, especially in a dark time like that, with the lockdowns and the pandemic just rising, and so much cases. So there's kind of like, it adds light to a dark time of our lives.
Thank you for saying that, because it's really true. I mean, I wouldn't say that was my intention, but I think that sort of happened. Mm-hmm. You know, it just happened because I thought, I can't write some dreary music. I've got to write something that, you know, pleases me and will please an audience and the players.
Yeah.
That was my intention.
And people are going to be experiencing this burst of activity, this positiveness that came out of your head and wound up on paper. And we get to hear this world premiere. Maybe there'll probably be a recording sometime, but this is pretty much the premiere of this particular piece.
It is the premiere.
Yes. Yeah, so come Newberry, and it'll be the first premiere. We're thrilled that they can bring a piano for us into that space as well. And as well as at the church, we get another piano to play on there.
Yeah.
Excellent. And there's also another Montana connection that's within this concert as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. All the pieces are written by people that have that connection. Another exciting project that we've done recently is the Verdigre project in Butte. And Charles Nichols, who was the composer for that, worked with some folks in Butte that had renovated the Union Hall. And they wanted to make a party of it, of celebrating the completion of this renovation of this old building by having some music written specifically to honor that and recorded in the space. It's actually a beautiful space that for acoustically that we recorded and videotaped for their project that unfortunately was during the pandemic as well. And so we got to play it and have dinner with about 10 or 20 people that were on the board, etc. Didn't have the full concert that they had hoped for, but did get that video out of it and learned about the project and just was really inspired to write that. Again, Charles has that connection with working at University of Montana. And we know his sister, Margaret Baldridge, quite well. So it's kind of like all of these pieces are a little bit of family in there.
And once again, the creativity during the pandemic and also how much COVID has affected these concerts and how it brought us together as a whole, as far as not only musicians, but concert goers and music itself. And let's hear an excerpt from Verdigre by Charles Nichols. Let's listen in. Thank you. Welcome back. This is KGPR Great Falls at 89.9 FM, Public Radio for North Central Montana. My name is Matt Donnelly, and here in the studio with me is violinist Mary Papoulis with Great Falls Symphony's Cascade Quartet and special guest pianist and composer Richard Pearson Thomas. Welcome back.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And they got some. This looks like this is going to be a fun concert, and I mean, especially with the Montana connections with the music that is going to be performed.
Yeah, we're excited to feature Montana composers and projects that we've done over the years, one of which was a competition that we, I think it was about 15 years ago, put out to composers in Montana to send us their string quartets, and two of the pieces on the program will be from that. One is Lynn Peterson's High Country Suite, which is very fun, and she will be there on the Sunday concert, so it'll be exciting to have another live composer there as well. And it's somewhat humorous, too. It's in a little similar flavor to Richard's, but also very, very different, in that it's one movement is called the Gallop, and a hymn in the middle, which is a nice interlude between these two, what I kind of think of as a little cowboy flavor of with a spice of contemporary dissonances thrown in there for fun, and very upbeat outer movements. And we're just pleased to have Lynn come back into our family circle after the years gone by.
Amazing. And once again, do you have any information about this concert?
Yes, absolutely. So coming up December 8th is a Thursday evening at 7 p.m. where we'll be at the Newbury. It is apparently only open for 21 and older. So there will be opportunities to grab a drink at the bar, sit at a side table or in the balcony or down front as the theater seating will be available there. And it will be repeated Sunday, December 11th, at the UCC Church, 2900 9th Avenue South, at 2 p.m. And again, you can the tickets will be available at the door for both performances, and you can reference the Grateful Symphony, gfsymphony.org, or call them at 406-453-4102.
Excellent. And let's hear a couple of excerpts from this piece that you were talking about.
The Peterson.
Yes, the Peterson.
High Country Suite.
High Country Suite. And here are a couple of snippets from this particular piece to be performed at Homegrown. Let's listen in. Welcome back. This is KGPR Great Falls at 89.9 FM. I am Matt Donnelly, and here in the studio with me is violinist Mary Papoulis with the Cascade Quartet. And we also have special guest pianist, composer, Richard Pearson Thomas. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And once again, what is this homegrown concert all about for those that are just tuning in?
Yeah, it's featuring composers with the Montana connection of various sorts. And Richard is a good friend that has been in the community for, and his mom has been a big part of the musical community for a long time, as well as him going off to my home state of New York to make it big in the rest of the planet. And where Thad and I, our cellist, has played with him and really enjoy his music. It's a lot of fun. I just love his spirit of making that music come to life in a celebratory manner. And so Richard is our featured not only composer but pianist and guest artist to do one of my favorite combinations of chamber music, which is the string quintet, a piano quintet, excuse me. And also, we're featuring another project from the Verdigris, which we recorded on video in Butte for a project that was again in the pandemic and celebrated their completion of the Union Hall renovation in Butte. And then some composers that wrote for us a number of years ago for a competition we did of inviting Montana composers to come and play their music as well.
And we have one more piece on or under the belt here that's part of the concert. Can you tell us what that is?
Yeah, Matt LaRocca wrote a piece called Mystic Lake that was inspired in Bozeman. I think he and his girlfriend loved going to that, I guess it's a pretty popular trail to Mystic Lake, and snowflakes on Mystic Lake that, Snowfall on Mystic Lake, I believe is the title. And it really captures that the wispiness of imagine like the chilly wind over the lake and the
perfect
snow
for this
falling.
Time of weather.
Yes, yes, exactly. And he is also a good friend that's a violist as well. And that will be featured. It's just a one movement through composed piece.
Excellent. And here is Matt LaRocca's Mystic Lake. Let's listen in.
Thank you.
This is KGPR Great Falls at 89.9 FM, public radio for North Central Montana. I'm Matt Donnelly, and here in the studio with me is violinist Mary Papoulis with the Cascade Quartet and special guest pianist and composer Richard Pearson Thomas. And this is, once again, it's going to be a wonderful concert.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing people at the Newbury. This will be our second performance at the Newbury in our chamber series throughout the year that we'll be playing, and we're thrilled to have them invite us to make that happen downtown on Fifth Street and Central Avenue. That'll be December 8th at 7 p.m. And repeated again at the Congregational Church, 2900 9th Avenue South, on Sunday, December 11th at 2 p.m. And the tickets are available at the door, or you can call 453-4102 or visit the symphony's website for more information, gfsymphony.org.
And do you have any closing thoughts about this concert?
Please come. I think it's going to be, I'm really looking forward to hearing these pieces by these other composers, especially having heard Mary talk about them now.
Mm-hmm.
And with my piece, I can guarantee the audience will go away in a happy mood, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
As will the players. And personally, I love bringing new music to new audiences. And a mm-hmm. world premiere is just an exciting energy of all the things to see live. A world premiere is kind of where it's at, because mm-hmm. this music has been in the head of our composer and put on paper, but is finally coming out into the world through our instruments to be shared. And that is just something you can never repeat, to giving birth, literally, to a work of art. Yes.
And once again, I'm Matt Donnelly, and here in the studio with me is violinist Mary Papoulis with the Great Falls Symphony and the Cascade Quartet, and special guest pianist and composer Richard Pearson Thomas. Once again, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt.
And this is KGPR Great Falls at 89.9 FM.